It's another question, but it was...
So exactly what was going on, we don't know. But there was definitely there was an advanced scientific understanding also. Just like in Stonehenge in England,
yeah.
It's the same culture, basically. But that's the construction of Stonehenge is based on advanced geometric and astronomical principles. So it wasn't... So for the common people, it may have been simple belief, but there were definitely some people who were very... Very highly advanced in knowledge.
Okay.
The Druids, they were called in England, which means actually we understand it's more or less the Vedic culture, or
okay,
what's nowadays called Hinduism.
Okay, well, I'll ask in a different sign.
That's an interesting question,
because about belief again. Do you believe that we are created from God?
The thing is that belief is a very weak platform. If you just believe without knowledge, it's a very weak platform and you're liable to be exploited.
Yeah,
just like, for instance, Hitler had the whole German people believing...
No, it's just a little another kind.
Believing that
the
best thing is to stamp everyone under their feet.
But can I ask one more?
Yeah.
But
this point, you should get this, that belief without knowledge is a very weak and actually a very dangerous platform.
Yeah, I see. But belief with knowledge is just understanding, not belief.
No. Belief with knowledge, just like... belief based on knowledge.
Yes, it's
just like everyone's heard the formula E equals MC squared. You don't understand it, I don't understand it. But we accept it because we accept there are some people who do understand it. Someone understands it. It's a highly advanced level of physics. So it's not possible to understand everything, but someone should understand it. Just like we go to the doctor, we get an injection, we don't understand what's going on, but we have faith that the doctor understands, and he's based on his knowledge, he's giving us the right treatment.
Yeah, I don't know English so well, but in Lithuanian it is believing and viltis, like hope that he knew what he's doing, yes, but it's not believing. I don't know in English, our Lithuanian believing, it's more than I believe that doctor knows what he's doing. I don't know. In English, you understand what I want to say? I don't know.
It's
English
belief,
so good.
Belief and hope.
It's more. Yes, it's more than just to know
trust.
Trust and belief. It's two different in Lithuanian.
Mm-hmm.
And
belief is simply mental.
Mental,
and trust is emotional also.
Yes, but with understanding more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah,
hopefully.
Based on.
Hopefully. The animals, they trust the master, but then the master cuts their throat eventually.
Yeah, but more trust, I think, about doctors.
But if there is... understanding means intellectual.
Yeah. Okay, so if I believe that God, it is like God who create, it's what? It's believing, understanding, or something.
Well, there should be some understanding, but it's not difficult to understand also.
Yeah, and you think that it is like understanding that...
That's a very simple thing to understand, just like we can understand this building didn't come into being simply by chance.
Yeah,
so
this I can understand, that somebody needs.
Yeah, it's practically an axiom. That there should be a creator of everything.
Yeah.
But our modern scientific friends are too advanced, too intelligent. So what's obvious to an uneducated person, that there must be someone behind all of this, they became so educated that they can't understand even a basic thing. That everything must have come from something, not from nothing. So a child can understand, but someone, they become so educated in the wrong thing that they don't understand.
Yeah.
Overeducated.
So they're educated. Everything comes from some creator. So everything is built, comes from a creator. Everything.
Yeah, there should be a, just like we can understand, this building can't come into being by chance. It's too complex. But even the smallest cell in our body is more complex than the design of this building. So, and then how all the cells interact with each other, then how the whole universe, all the complex, how it's all running on. It's highly complex. No human being could imagine.
You're saying people forget because they become so well educated that they...
Well, it's an atheistic education system. It's based on the premise that man can understand everything by his brain power, and that science is the ultimate solution. But it's bankrupt. Science is bankrupt. That hope that... It's a long history in the Western world how science became divorced from the church, because the church was on the basis of belief. They were talking nonsense, actually, and then by science it was understood, and then science, and then in the name of humanism, they rejected the church. Again, it's the same in the Western world. Their knowledge is quite incomplete, but the Vedic knowledge has got extensive knowledge of all areas of human understanding.
That's, I know your position.
Thank well, the thing is, it's not my position or your position or this belief or that belief, but what is the fact we want to understand? There's this idea that everyone has a different position, everyone has a different belief, and then you can never really come to a conclusion. But that also doesn't make sense, because you're talking about belief, but there are certain facts. Now, you may believe, for instance, that 1 plus 1 equals 3, and you can believe it as much as you like, but it doesn't, and 1 plus 1 equals 2. So, either...
It's not belief, it's just... kaip pasakyti, susitarimas. Kaip susitarimas angliškai?
Agreement.
Like agreement. Yes, that 2 and 1, 2, 4. Like agreement more than belief.
No, it's not a matter of agreement. Whether you agree or don't agree, 2 plus 2, if you have 2 apples and you add another 2 apples, you have 4 apples.
I see, but that is counting.
It's not
like
a matter
agreement.
Of agreement. It's just a fact. That's all. So.
Yeah, okay.
Whether you agree or don't agree.
No, but like the agreement like that. I don't know so much English to say, but from the very beginning it's an agreement that 2 and plus 2, not then it is fact. Because
the fact of 2 apples and another 2 apples, it doesn't depend on our agreement. Whether it doesn't depend on our perception.
It's not the right word agreement than what I want to say. That
consensus or whatever you want to say.
I don't know how in English.
But anyway, it's whatever words you use. 2 apples. If 2 apples are added to 2 apples, you get 4 apples. It's a simple fact. It's a simple thing. So similarly, either we are spiritual beings and part and parcel of Krishna, or we're not. So it's not really a matter of opinion. It's not my position or your position. It's either it's a fact or it isn't. So simply listening to different people's opinions and then making an eclectic intellectual soup in our brains, that doesn't help us to understand anything, actually. We have to find out what the fact is. And that's why there are scriptures, to describe what are the facts of reality, which we can't understand simply by our own eclectic philosophizing. I think you understand these words. They must be in the Dominion also. Eclectic,
I understand.
Philosophizing. They're all Latin-based words, and Lithuanian is a Latin-based language.
Sanskrit.
There's a lot of Sadhya. I saw in the class, was it this morning or just now? Just see how weak my memory is. The word for birds, he was translating, and he said Pokshi. Poksha, is it?
Yeah.
And then the Sanskrit word is pakshi. I noticed that. There's a lot of Latin in it also.
You've written a lot of books and you're widely read.
I was briefly told.
Widely read by modern standards. In modern age, people are not that much educated. So we see in the past.
And you referenced memory. And you reference memory, and your memory does seem to be.
Well, somewhat, yeah.
So how
the thing is that I do meet a lot of people, and I know my position. You're saying not my position.
No, because you say, yeah, okay.
I know many people who are much more intelligent and much more learned than myself.
And how can one train one's memory in such a way?
Train your memory? I guess there are techniques for doing that.
Is it a natural way?
A pure lifestyle will help. And a lot of it is, some people they hear and they just, they've got it. I know people like that. One time they hear something, they've got it. But for most people, repetition is required. And different people, according to what you pick up from your previous life, different people have different abilities. Right? So you can only go so far with material abilities. But the fortunate thing is that whether we have good intelligence or not such good intelligence, or strong body or weak body, spiritually it doesn't make any difference. We all can all love Krishna from whatever situation we're in. It doesn't require a big brain to love Krishna.
So that's the way of devotion.
Yeah. If we love, sometimes even intellectualism, it can be a block for understanding Krishna. But because understanding Krishna means to love Him. So if we put a big intellectual facade in between ourselves and Krishna, then that may be a block. Or pride even, if one thinks, well, I'm very learned, then immediately that's a block to our spiritual advancement. It's a dangerous thing, because on one hand we want to learn about Krishna, but on the other hand the tendency to become proud. And then immediately whatever we learn becomes cancelled out. That's why we need a guru to guide us at every step. How we can progress without becoming victimized by Maya.
Correct, the illusion, the grand illusion.
Yeah.
Maya, thank you.
Yeah.
The material world. Do you have any more about this paganism?
Are you studying that? Are you a student of paganism?
No.
See, paganism in the modern...
I'm Catholic.
I see. No. In the modern Christian understanding, paganism has become a pejorative term. But people were worshipping.
It's just for personal use.
That's a video, is it?
It can be. Can more of a camera, but it can go, can have a video.
All right. What were you doing just now? I'm not much up on all these. I'm not much up on all these technological gadgets.
It can film, yes, but see.
Just now you were what, making photos?
No, I was actually filming that part. I'm not going to use it for anything except to show maybe a couple of people.
It's all right. I don't mind. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you like with it.
We've got a friend or two who's interested in the Hare Krishna movement, and they may like to hear what you had to say.
All right, that's nice. At all. Were you recording that also?
Yeah, yes. Maybe is that being recorded?
Now?
I got nothing.
No.
Nothing to hide.
No?
I bet more people hear about Krishna.
But I just often wonder with someone like Vishnupad, who does... Because why can't he hold that position again?
Well, he could do, but it might not, just from the... From the organizational point of view, it might be, some people might object. So But he's well accepted because he wants to serve Krishna.
So he stopped all his other sort of behaviors?
Well, I didn't hear anything about it, and it probably, you know, I'm not following him exactly everything he does, but probably if he, the thing which he became unfortunately infamous for, we didn't hear about anything about that for a long time, so we probably would have done if it was going. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
We didn't hear.
So we never
generally
came.
People like to broadcast bad news, but I didn't hear any for a long time.
So we don't ever. We can never really get away with anything, can we? I mean, you think you can. If you are involved in the spiritual path, and you think you can live a dual lifestyle, you can't really, because it all.
It's a dangerous. It's a tough path.
So we can. It's someone. You're always being watched, in a sense.
Well, Krishna sees everything. That's for sure. Mm.
So everything is karma, the way it works.
Krishna sees everything, and there are various agents of Krishna who see everything also
at all times.
Yeah, just like this. There are various devatas or demigods, the god of light, the god of the skin, the god of the eyes, the god of fire, they see everything.
And our thoughts?
Our thoughts, yeah. Krishna knows everything.
So, it's best at the time of leaving the body, which is called death, we should be thinking of Krishna.
Yeah, we should think of Krishna, but it'll be difficult to do that unless we train the mind during life.
So then, it's what you think of then that you'll return?
That's exactly correct, yeah. According to Bhagavad Gita, according to what we think of at the time of death, our next body is made. Our next situation is made.
And what all, perhaps, all those other gods, the skin and the eye, and comes together as well, doesn't it?
Right. They all see, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the.
I actually was fortunate to purchase about half that whole, because of $5 each in Melbourne. An old set, and I didn't get the whole set. But I've got half of probably the.
That's tremendous reading. I mean, if you like philosophy, you should read Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, it's just, even the first verse is just. Yeah, should I read it to you, the first verse?
Okay, then we'll let you.
I'll read
see the Latvian
translation.
Lady.
I can't remember. I know the Sanskrit, but I can't remember the English translation exactly.
It's, do you know the Gayatri Mantra?
Yeah, but that's. We chant that daily.
Oh, you do?
Okay. 1-1-1. Okay, let me read this. I'll try the Sanskrit also. The Sanskrit's very beautiful. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadhyasya yatom vyadityaratas chatesh vignyasvarat tene brahma hridaya adikaviye vuryanti yat suryaha tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrishadhana svena sadani vasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Now you have to listen carefully because it's not the easiest thing to understand, but it's very powerful. This is the first verse, 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. He knows everything that's going on, directly and indirectly. And he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universe is temporarily temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. It's not so easy to understand just hearing it one time. But this is tremendous. If you like philosophy, there's really nothing to compare.
I need to love philosophy. It's love of wisdom.
Yeah.
Using that word, love.
Yeah. Love of wisdom. Philosophy. So, you can read this.
And so that is chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 1, the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Canto 1, chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay.
12 cantos.
Yep.
Various chapters.
See, I've got that.
Yeah.